My name is Cleo Fuller, and I'm a seventh grader at the Open Window School, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The Legend of Ra. The story is about a life of a star, and how a star views the universe and our world. In the excerpt, Ra communicates telepathically with a nearby star named Sol. I was a star for over a million years, yet it seems like only a few seconds. Those million years, those scant seconds, are what I will record in the universal consciousness for future beings to read and learn from. I had three asteroids orbiting me. One, a small purple planetoid, had almost achieved sentience. I tried to talk to it all the time, but it never answered me. I asked Sol about it, and he laughed. Sol, Ra, you can't talk to a planetoid. Even my planets are only slightly sentient. Don't bother. I had chosen the name Ra for myself, after Sol told me some of the humans' legends about stars. I thought Ra sounded mystical, and it was a great improvement from Blue Main Sequence Star. Me. But it seems like the planetoid might be trying to communicate. I even gave it a name, Violet. Sol, don't waste your time, Ra. For 100,000 more years, I tried to convince Violet to talk. But even after she achieved planetary status, Violet stayed mute. Then a horrible thing occurred. My gravitational pull was too strong for the small purple planet. She drifted closer and closer to me, and soon a flare from my surface burnt Violet to a crisp. Within a few hundred years, Violet was incinerated by my insane heat. I had killed the little planet, and I would never forgive myself. Sol, Ra, Violet wasn't sentient. You can't kill something if it never lived. Me, you don't understand. She was sentient, I know it. But before she could communicate with us, I killed her. Sol, this wasn't your fault. I've killed planets before. I even killed a sentient one once. It's just an occupational hazard of being a star. But nothing could console me. Violet had been like a daughter to me, and now she was gone. And despite what Sol had told me, it was my fault that she was dead. I developed a personality that humans would call grumpy or pessimistic. I disapproved of everything, and only Sol's calm discussions kept me from going insane. Then, one day, I began to feel ill. Me. Sol, what's happening? I'm not emitting much radiation anymore. I think I'm dying. Sol. Ra, you're going to be okay. You've expended so much energy, so fast, that you've used it all up. You've ran out of fuel. I'm sorry. Me. I don't want to die. Sol, you won't die. You'll just move on to another form of life. A few thousand years later, I exploded. 100 years after that, the humans on Earth would see my explosion as a shining point of light in their sky. I went supernova, and it was painful. My entire being was torn apart. I cried out in pain, but Sol couldn't hear me.